All right, we need to talk about this clip that's been going viral overnight because it is perhaps one of the most un-American and disgusting things I have ever seen. I want to show you all the moment that an Australian reporter is intentionally shot in the leg with non-lethal rounds by an LAPD officer who was seen on camera moments before lifting up his gun, pointing directly at her, and doing this with the intention of suppressing whatever she's trying to cover. Again, this is Lauren Tomasi. She's an Australian journalist who reports for Nine News, and she was out there covering the anti-ICE protests in Los Angeles when live footage captured the moment an officer decides to aim directly at her and strike her in the leg. She cried out in pain for a second on camera, but confirmed she was okay and continued reporting like an absolute trooper. This clip almost immediately drew condemnation from Australian officials who called it shocking, completely unacceptable, and who immediately want an explanation from U.S. authorities who are refusing to give any explanation. Now, before we watch this clip, can I just rewind? Because this same thing happened 5 years ago exactly. Australian journalists in 2020, when the BLM protests were happening, told U.S. Inquiry she was beaten by police at this protest. Amelia Brace and cameraman Tim Myers were a part of a crowd that was cleared for Donald Trump to pose for a photograph. You guys very likely remember this happening. It was in June of 2020, roughly 5 years ago. Now, history repeats itself, or history rhymes, because Lauren Tomasi, this Australian reporter, was also shot in a very similar way, again, with a non-lethal round. And this ties into a very clear pattern of the Trump administration trying to suppress the media at any cost. For example, while all of this is happening in LA, ABC News just suspended one of their top journalists for calling Stephen Miller a world-class hater. Literally, this dude sent out a tweet about Stephen Miller, this ABC journalist, and then everybody in the Trump administration, from Caroline Levitt to Stephen Miller's wife, everybody said, fire this man. Get this ABC journalist out of here. And ABC, for some reason, complied. It's very likely because they just paid $15 million to the Trump admin for a defamation lawsuit regarding George Stephanopoulos. Now, they don't want to pay any more. So the broad point here is, if we just take a step back, the Trump administration has been leveraging the executive branch to sue all of these media companies. The media companies oftentimes end up paying because they don't want to enter discovery and spend tens and hundreds of millions of dollars on this case, so they just settle. The Trump administration takes a win, and it's like a PR loss for these companies, and they lose money. So now they're beginning to bend the knee in advance. While all of this is happening, the Trump administration continues to battle with 60 Minutes, for example. Donald Trump's battle with the U.S. media that he considers, quote, the enemy of the people, has been a signature fight of his second term and, of course, his first term. He's exploded at the press. He's banned AP from the Oval Office and from the White House if they don't comply with what he wants. And it's all a disgusting exercise in suppressing the media and creating a chilling effect. This is authoritarianism. You know, there's a really interesting dynamic I want to draw here. And bear with me for 1 second. When we see videos of journalists being shot in the leg by non-lethal rounds, this is, I would say, equally as authoritarian as the more insidious behind-the-scenes attacks on courts. A lot of times people think that authoritarianism is only putting rifles in the faces of journalists and saying, don't cover this. But no. It can be that, like this video right here, but it can also be a lot more insidious, and we have to be pointing that out. The insidiousness of it would be the Trump admin repeatedly suing different media orgs like Paramount or 60 Minutes, like ABC. They sued CNN. They have sued media org after media org because they want to send the message to these media organizations that our public intimidation will stop you from covering what you want to cover. So the point here is not to undermine what happens in this clip that we're about to watch. Of course, I'm not trying to undermine that. I'm just trying to say authoritarianism is seeping in multiple different directions. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you drop some blue hearts to help boost this, and let's watch this video. I guess a trigger warning, it's a little bit intense.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
You just shut the fuck up. You okay?
Absolutely insane. And I just want to rewind for 1 second because look at this. You know what's really disgusting about this? Obviously everything. But if you look at this in slow motion and you just scrub through it a little bit, let me just scrub through it a little bit, you can see that this dude intentionally looks over and sees her reporting. And after intentionally looking over, he raises and he shoots in a very intentional way. Not a misfire, not an accident. And don't let Trump supporters spin this and say she shouldn't have been there in the first place. Maybe if she didn't want to get shot, she shouldn't have been there. She is clearly a journalist holding a microphone on camera, and she was in an area she was allowed to be. Either way, this is not proportionate. If you're a Trump supporter making this argument, you're an absolute idiot who doesn't understand proportionality, and you should never own a gun or be able to vote. Because I will say, when somebody lifts up a gun, non-lethal rounds, and shoots them at a reporter who has their back turned, that is not proportionate. That is you being a scumbag. Real tough guy in your gear shooting this woman journalist who has her back turned to you. What the absolute hell? Australian politicians, again, immediately came out and said, dude, what the hell? The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade issued a statement declaring that, quote, all journalists should be able to do their work safely. An Australian reporter has been shot with a rubber bullet while reporting on protests against immigration raids in Los Angeles. And here's the thing. This is what separates the U.S. from other countries, or at least it's supposed to. It's the fact that our press can cover things freely, can hold our politicians accountable, can hold the police force accountable, and I demand that this LAPD officer not only gets arrested, we need to find out who this scumbag is, but honestly, deport his ass. Obviously, I say that completely in jest, but this man should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. And I will say that he deserves due process because I actually believe in the foundational rights of our country. But to continue, the Trump administration attacks every single media org in a coordinated way. And then Trump tries to act like he's the victim and at the whim of the media orgs or the universities or other countries. This dude's the president of the United States and he's still an eternal victim. Seconds later, Tomasi was hit with a rubber bullet. Footage showed an officer taking aim in the direction of Tomasi and her camera operator and then firing. Exactly, the footage showed this. In the footage, Tomasi cries out, grabs her calf. A bystander can be heard telling the officer, "You just effing shot the reporter." In response to bystanders asking if she was okay, Tomasi responded, "I'm good." The Australian Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young urged the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, to seek, quote, an urgent explanation from the U.S. administration. Albanese may talk with Trump next week at the G7 conference in Canada, although a meeting has not yet been confirmed. Can somebody just hold Trump accountable? Can somebody just yell at Trump or call him an absolute idiot, scumbag, call him something that will hurt his feelings, call him a fat ass, call him anything, please. Why does nobody do this? Hanson-Young said authorities shooting an Australian journalist was simply shocking and completely unacceptable. Quote, "The first thing he must tell the president is to stop shooting our journalists. Freedom of press is a fundamental pillar of a strong, functioning democracy." But Trump wants to erode that. Just like 4 years ago, this happened. Notice how in the middle of those 4 or 5 years, we didn't get any articles titled "Australian Journalist Tells U.S. Inquiry She Was Beaten." This was the one during BLM. Notice we didn't get any articles like that over the past 5 years, only during the Trump administrations. I'm going to leave it at that. Again, if you want to help boost this video, share it around, subscribe below. I love all of you, and I am eternally grateful for every single person who spends time watching my videos, consuming this, sharing them around. It means the world to me. I love meeting you guys in person at restaurants. I had breakfast the other day, and I met some amazing people. So thank you all. I love you all. Peace out.